quickly adopt the process of atonement according to Shastra. Otherwise, one's time will be lost and the reactions of his sins will increase. As an expert physician diagnoses and treats a disease according to its gravity, one should undergo atonement according to the severity of one's sins. The Dharma Shastras, like the Manu Samhita, describe that a man who has committed murder should be hanged and his own life sacrificed in atonement. Previously, this system was followed all over the world, but since people are becoming atheists, they are stopping capital punishment. This is not wise. Herein it is said that the physician who knows how to diagnose a disease prescribes medicine accordingly. If the disease is very serious, the medicine must be strong. The weight of a murderer's sin is very great, and therefore, according to Manu Samhita, a murderer must be killed. By killing a murderer, the government shows mercy to him, because if a murderer is not killed in this life, he will be killed and forced to suffer many times in future lives. Since people do not know about the next life and the intricate workings of nature, they manufacture their own laws, but they should properly consult the established injunctions of the Shastras and act accordingly. In India, even today, the Hindu community often takes advice from expert scholars regarding how to counteract sinful activities. In Christianity also, there is a process of confession and atonement. Therefore, atonement is required, and atonement must be undergone according to the gravity of one's sinful acts. Tasmat puraivash iha papa nishkritau yatita mrityor avipadyat atmana doshasya drishtva guru lagavam yata vishak chiketcheta rucham nidanavit. Therefore, before one's next death comes, as long as one's body is strong enough, one should quit according to Shastra. Otherwise, one's time will be lost, and the reactions of his sins will increase. As an expert physician diagnoses and treats a disease according to its gravity, one should undergo atonement according to the severity of one's sins. The beginning of the sixth canto, the history of the life of Archimel, called this chapter. So Maharaj Parikshit, he puts forward some questions to Shukadev Goswami he was a little lamenting about the hellish condition of life. Conditioned soul has to undergo
Abel. Can you hear?
So here, Shukadev Goswami, he points out that not only through that one, he says that one has to perform atonement before his next life, next death is coming. Otherwise, and one doesn't atone for his sinful activities in this life, one has to suffer in other life. So that's a law of karma described here. that karma is acting according to the severe sinful activities of the conditioned souls, they will be punished by the laws of nature. So naturally, atheistic people, they don't want to perform atonement, because they think just by earning a lot of money, become more and more expert in materialistic things, we can somehow overcome difficulties of material life and reactions. And in case somebody gets some reaction, then that's just bad fortune. So they try to overcome material nature by all kinds of materialistic means. But the point is, how more one actually wants to overcome material nature through material means, how more one actually becomes entangled and has to suffer. Like in California was this earthquake last week, so nobody could do anything against it. Big scientists. So they think, oh, it's just because of some gravity, or how to say, earthquake, some moving of the earth, somehow it came, that so many things became destroyed. It's just a reaction of the earth. And so they think, oh, it's only, how much was 6.9? So they're expecting the 7.5 on the order 8 till everything is down. So in the material world, there are always reactions, but the atheists don't find out the source of the reactions of chaos. Source of chaos is actually our own material sense gratification, sinful life. Therefore, we can see in history, wherever people become more and more degraded, all kinds of severe reactions come upon them through adibhautika, adidaivika, and adiatmika kleshas. There are the three kinds of sufferings or miseries in life: mind through the body, suffering through the body, suffering through the mind, suffering through other living entities, or suffering through higher nature, through earthquakes, and so on. So all these sufferings are given because of our own sinful life to the conditioned soul by the demigods, who are subordinate servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Maityakshena prakriti suite sacharacharam. This material energy is just working under the influence of Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's like the shadow energy. So the punishment here in this material world is the supreme good for everybody. Then when one doesn't become punished by material nature, then one thinks this material world is very nice. And wants to stay eternally here in this material world and rot. So therefore, Krishna, he gives some reactions here in material world. He made this material world like that, that the conditioned soul has to surrender, either willingly or unwillingly, and has to surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Atheist may be say, I don't believe in God, but he has to believe in that.
He has to believe in all these kinds of sufferings. He cannot do anything about it. So therefore they have to accept that. So therefore for the atheistic people, Krishna appears in the form of death and all kinds of suffering conditions. So the question maybe arises, but why also religious people have sometimes to suffer? Have to get also so-called reactions. But the reactions of a real religious person is not the same suffering and reaction like a conditioned soul who is a sinner. Directly given by Krishna, just to correct him. But there's something also between. There's a materialistic person who is very sinful, and somebody who just wants to make atonement, like many that are expert to make atonement, just to, how to say, equalize or to neutralize the bad things through good activity. And so they gamble with by I did so much bad things or sinful activities, and so now I have to make so much good things. They put it on a weight. How would say weight? A scale. They want to put now I have so many kilos of sinful activities. So now I have to make so many kilos of good activities that it becomes neutral, same. Huh? Balance. That it becomes balanced. So in this way they gamble, always. But it's very difficult. In this way, it's always a risk that one becomes hang up by the sinful activities. Maybe you give up your bodies by performing sinful activities, then what's the use of your good? So therefore later on, Maharaj Parikshit says, what's the use of just making atonement to counteract the sinful or the bad? Just like taking a bath from an elephant in a river. Then when he comes out from the river or from the lake, then he puts some earth or some dust over him. He threw some dust over him, and then he is dirty again. So in the same way, materialistic people, they think religion is just to go to church, or do some good activities, helping the poor, feeding the poor, give some money. So in this way I can counteract my sinful activity and I can go on. So this way the whole religious, materialistic religion is accepted nowadays. Then the cheaters, because in Kali Yuga there are so much cheaters. Even the Brahmanas describe that the demons take birth in Brahmana family and in all these religions. And they make their own rules and regulations, what is good and what is bad, without recognizing Shastra, scriptures. They make their own laws. They reject Manu Samhita, Parashara Samhita, all these Dharma Shastras, they reject Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, just so they can put their own whimsical, sinful desires, or they can act according to it, and can enjoy life. So in this way, people become more and more degraded, because they are rejecting Vedas, Vedic scripture, they are rejecting Supreme Personality of Godhead. They made their own religion. Therefore, in Srimad Bhagavatam, we don't find these so-called religions. Dharma prochita kaitava trap harama nirmatsaranam satam. It's described that all these cheating religions, they are kept out from the Srimad Bhagavatam. They're drawing out. So there's no place for cheating religion in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Kaitava dharma. It's the parodharma. Samayapumsham parodharmo yato bhaktiyara dokshache haitukya patiyata yayatma supasidati. And only by performing parodharma, devotional service to Krishna, in a sincere way, and actually become real free from the entanglement of good and bad. And good and bad is nothing else than just the opposite. Just the other side of another coin. Or like Prabhupada said, dry stool or a wet stool. It's always stool. It's untouchable. So although man performs so-called good activities, or performs atonement in a material way, or one acts sinfully, both are projected by the Vaishnavas. So, doesn't mean that the Vaishnava doesn't follow atonement, but the Vaishnava follows the atonement in devotional service by surrendering to Krishna. Sarva dharma parityaja mamekam saranam raja. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayami pasuja. Describe Bhagavad Gita that Krishna claims that one should surrender only to him, give up all nonsense activities, desires, so-called dharmas. Dharma, sarva dharma means not the supreme dharma, paro dharma. We have to give up all these apa dharmas, kaitava dharmas, just surrender to him. Then he will take care. He will take care for the devotee. So therefore, Krishna consciousness, when one surrenders to Krishna, then that's the supreme atonement. And although atonement always has some renunciation, some tapasya, put some miserable condition or something that you don't like to do, you suffer for something, to perform an activity that you don't like to do. It's maybe a suffering condition, but because we do it for Krishna, it becomes very nice, very transcendentally. So in Krishna consciousness, we have also atonement, but atonement has always to be done, performed in all circumstances. But this atonement is not just to become a martyr, like the Christians, you know, take some punishment, punish the body, suffer, like anything. And then, in this way, everybody will recognize you as a great martyr, a great holy person. No, actually, the real atonement in this Kali Yuga is the Sankirtan Yagya, is the chanting of the holy name of Krishna and the distributing of the holy name of Krishna. So therefore, like is described here, like an expert physician diagnoses and treats a disease according to its gravity and should undergo atonement according to the severity of one's sins. So therefore, devotees, by the expert guidance of Spiritual Master, he has to become a physician, a doctor. And in this Kali Yuga, because we know everybody is very sinful, Manda Sumanda Mataya, Manda Bhaga Hyubhadrita. This age of Kali Yuga is most degraded. Everybody is unlucky. It's in a suffering condition. He forgot Krishna because he forgot Krishna. So therefore, it's Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults. It's an ocean of miseries. So when we are preaching, our mission, Srila Prabhupada's mission, when we want to spread Krishna consciousness, we know this material world is an ocean of fault. We don't want to become hung up in the actions and underreaction in it, good and bad. We want to just serve Krishna by performing this devotional service, following the rules and regulations given by the acharyas, by his own spiritual master. This way, we want to become transcendental, and we want to give this transcendental message to others. But like Prabhupada said, a doctor or a physician has to be cured. He has to be free from this action and reaction. And the doctor or physician himself is sick, and how he can cure others. So therefore, we ourselves, the preachers of this Krishna consciousness movement, we have to become free from the material disease. What is this material disease? Is to think, I'm the enjoyer, I'm the controller, and there's no God. You have to surrender, there's no authority, I'm free, I'm independent, I can do whatever I like. That's the material disease. And this disease, from this disease we have to be cured. And how more we become cured from it and become attached to Krishna at the same time, then that's actually, it goes simultaneously. Like it's described in Srimad Bhagavatam Vasudev. What is it? Bhagavata Bhakti Yoga Prayuchita Chanayati Asavairagyam Ganam Chayati Ahaitukam. By performing devotional service to Krishna, knowledge in Krishna consciousness, vidya and vairagya, renunciation, is a byproduct in Krishna consciousness by performing devotional service. So therefore, a devotee has to fight against material nature. Then, like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, this material nature is very difficult to overcome because it's my nature. But when you surrender to me very easily, you can overcome it. So, and as a devotee doesn't want to fight against nature, then he knows Maya is very big, but Krishna is bigger. Therefore, he just surrenders to Krishna. Wherever is the sun, Krishna, then darkness will disappear. So therefore, a devotee, he is surrendered to Krishna, and all by just following the orders of his spiritual master, we are actually surrendering to Krishna. Therefore, this instruction of the spiritual master is very important to following it, taking it to his life and soul, and just meditate about it all the time. Then in this way we are always in connection with Krishna. In this way we are always free from the miserable condition. So when one becomes more and more free from the miserable condition of a result of I'm the enjoyer and the controller, I'm God, then one can actually preach the message of Krishna to everyone. without distinction. So therefore we have to become, the devotee has to become himself a Bhagavat. Then it's described Nastaparishu, Padarishu, Nityam, Bhagavata, Sevaya. Bhagavata Uttama Shloka Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki. One has to hear regularly from the Srimad Bhagavatam and serve the Bhagavata devotee. And in this way, all the harmful things become practically destroyed. Loving devotional service to Krishna becomes an irrevocable fact. So we are all serving the Bhagavata devotee, Srila Prabhupada. So to represent him, we have to become also small Bhagavats by distribution of distributing the Bhagavatam. One has to become a representant of the spiritual master on the book Bhagavatam. So therefore, the devotee has to become pure, free from this material disease. He has to have a clear understanding of Krishna consciousness, what he is doing. Then he can actually do great welfare activity to the conditioned soul, that they become free of this calamity of material disease, material sufferings. So the devotee, he makes this atonement, this devotional service, he performs it just to satisfy Krishna. Doesn't want to become famous like Lord Chaitanya prays, Nadanam Nachanam Nasundarim Kavitamba Chakadisha Kamae Mamachamani Chamanishvari Bhavata Bhaktir Haitu Kitvai. Doesn't want to become famous, doesn't want to have great followers, many followers, many women, and great knowledge, riches. He doesn't want all these things. He just is satisfied to serve Krishna, birth after birth, life after life. Therefore, a devotee, he is selfless. He doesn't want to have anything for himself. He only wants to serve Krishna, whatever Krishna and his representant likes to do, he will do. That's devotion, that's surrender. Therefore, he has not his own plan, he doesn't make his own plans how to serve Krishna. Everything is given by the ISKCON founder, Acharya Srila Prabhupada. So therefore, we just fulfill whatever he gave. Like Prabhupada said, there's nothing new to say, everything is here. We just have to read and hear about his books and act accordingly. So there's nothing new to say. And you want to know me, Prabhupada said, read my books, distribute them, then also the other people will know about what Prabhupada wants, what Krishna wants. So by, therefore, a devotee only wants to spread the glories of Krishna and his pure devotee. Therefore, therefore it's called akama. He has no desire. He has no more desire for anything, but only desire to serve Krishna. That's a transcendental desire, because it's Krishna's desire. Therefore, that's the secret to take the Krishna's and spiritual master's desire and make it to our desire. That's the secret of advancement in Krishna consciousness. To turn our desires into Krishna's and spiritual master's desire. So in this way, we can make very much advancement in Krishna consciousness. And therefore, because this Krishna consciousness all the workers or the servants in this Krishna conscious movement, they are volunteers, they don't become paid for it. The only payment Krishna and Spiritual Master give is pure devotional service. And that's the best of all the payments. The pure devotional service means deliverance from the cycle of birth and death. So just to prefer, therefore the Spiritual Master and the Shastras, they don't want to cheat the conditioned soul by giving them a cheap process, all kinds of cheap processes, and try to tell them, yeah, do like that and that, or everything is all right, just do it, whatever you like. Like some gurus, they say, when you think that meat eating is good, then it's good, do it. When you think that it's bad, then it's also all right. But for that, we don't need a spiritual master. No? Then we can listen to our mind. Then he's our spiritual master. And we always think, you know, or listen to somebody who tells everything what you're doing is right. Just give me your money. Then you are God in a half a year. Then that's cheating. So, but Srila Prabhupada and his books, they don't bring this message, so-called message. Do whatever you like. No. Make a clear distinction. What we have to do, what we have to leave. What we should not do. Then, like a physician, like Prabhupada said, has to be a physician. A physician never gives something bad to his patients. He doesn't give bad medicine. Naturally, nowadays there's a lot of cheater physicians. They give all kinds of bad medicine, receive residues, just to make money. The whole economy nowadays is just made, built up by all these chemical factories. They make a lot of money, millions and billions every year. And all the doctors, they have to surrender to them. Not to Krishna, they surrender to these chemical factories. And these chemical factories, they have only one interest, to make money. They are not interested in the health of the people, that they become more healthy. No. They make them more and more sick. Therefore, 99.9% of all the medicine on the market makes you more sick. It's not the real medicine. It's only a nice label on it. It looks very attractive. And they write all kinds of things on it. But it will cure. But actually, it will not cure. It makes you even more sick. Then the sickness is already here. And therefore, maybe they can counteract the sickness. I would say they put it on they put the sickness to another place. Maybe you have a headache, then you take some medicine against the headache, but then you get a stomach disease. Then you have to get a medicine for the stomach. But that gets another disease on the heart or on the liver. Then you have to take a medicine for that. And that gives again a reaction. Then you get, kidney disease. And so in this way you get all kinds of diseases. And for this you always have to get millions and billions of tablets, medicine. So the disease is here, and it comes only, transferred to another place. You cannot avoid it. Karma is here. Therefore, you cannot counteract the karma or this disease with just ordinary medicine. Makes you even more sick. In the end, all your organs become more and more sick. And in the end, they put you, have to put you completely in the hospital, you know, and they put you on the on all these computers and pipes. Take you the rest of all your money, what you earn your whole life, and then you actually practically die there, you know, in completely in ignorance and morphium, you know, completely spaced out. that was it. So therefore, the whole thing nowadays, health organization, is just made for money. It's not real welfare activity. Prabhupada said, I'll give a nice example with some rubber. You put some, blew it up with air, then you push it in, then in the other part it comes out. Then you push that part in it, and then comes another part out. And then they push this part in it, then it comes out again. So maybe somebody becomes completely crazy, then he thinks, I have to push up down, and then push the other one also down. And then in the end it's a chaos and the collapse. Boom! And the balloon collapses, or how do I say, explodes. That's exactly happened by fighting against the action and reaction of material nature. In the end, it makes boom, explodes. So therefore, we cannot become free of that just by putting in this and that, counteracting all these action reactions. No, we have to surrender to Krishna, following the instruction of Krishna. Therefore, this Krishna conscious movement is the greatest welfare activity to the conditioned soul, because it will give the treatment for the real disease, the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. It's a real bhava ashadhi. Bhava ashadhi. This is called in the 10th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. The herbs, ashadhi means herbs, and bhava means repetition of birth and death. And so the real herb to become free from this material life is the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. And only the butcher or the killer of the soul himself, he actually doesn't take advantage of the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. It's described. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy and Srila Prabhupada's mercy is so great that even these kind of people who are practically want to make willingly suicide by become more and more materialistic and don't chant the holy name of Krishna, they even become purified. Kuradhu Nandra Pulinda Pulkasha, Yavanas, all lechas. All these low class of people, they become purified by the mercy of pure devotee from Krishna. Mami pati pashita yepi yo papayonaya striyo vaishyas ta shudra yepi yanti param gati. All these very sinful people, like the women, shudras, Vaishyas, that's practically everybody in the Kali Yuga. Papa Yonaya. Everybody who takes birth in this Kali Yuga, he's Papa Yonaya. Living, Yonaya means living entity. Papa means sinful. So everybody in this Kali Yuga is sinful. Papa Yonaya. So therefore there's only one possibility Krishna describes in this verse. Even that, when they take shelter, these sinful people taking shelter by Krishna, then they also can reach the Paramgati, the supreme destination, by going back home, back to Godhead. So this Krishna conscious movement is here to bringing the people back home, back to Godhead, by distribution of these books and the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. We are spreading giving the medicine. Like a physician, when he has to give out his medicine, he has to be very expertly. He has to be very expert by giving this medicine. Many people there not appreciate when the doctor comes and want to give him a medicine. Who will tell him, this way you become free of birth, old age, disease, and death. You go directly home back to Godhead. Now the crazy people always will think, no, what is this, becoming free? I want to stay here. Life after life. Now I may be suffering, but it will also become better again. We have to be positive thinking. And it's a more modern thing, the fashion nowadays. Even big businessmen, they go to school of some other big materialist who tells him, actually that's nothing bad in material world, everything is good. Everything is to just think it's good and it will be good. It's just your consciousness. And there's nothing bad, there's no hell, there's no problems. And all these things, it's only an imagination from our own mind, from our own consciousness. So therefore everything is good. Therefore by the power of positive thinking, you become a very successful manager. You earn a lot of money. You can have a nice house. 2 or 3 cars, and all kinds of wealth, whatever you desire, just desire it and then you will get it. So in this way, these so-called positive thinkers, they become first-class materialists. Although they maybe think I'm transcendentalist because I think positive. But just because positive thinking doesn't make you transcendental. You have to be positive for Krishna. Pro-Krishna, it's called. Therefore, our movement is also pro-Krishna. It's the pro-Krishna movement. We are positive thinkers for Krishna, not for the material world. And in the material world, we know everything goes up and down. Therefore, we never can become really happy. Therefore, although that we meet so many crazy people who think, I'm positive thinking, I'm already saved, I'm liberated, I'm self-realized. We distribute the signs of self-realization, we meet many foolish people, I'm self-realized. Then we say, wonderful, very nice, so take the book with you. Because these books are for self-realized persons. Like a crazy man who says, I'm this, I'm that, I'm also this and that. Then the doctor has to tell him, encourage him, tell him, it's very nice, but still take the medicine. And also we have to understand, so long they don't chant Hare Krishna mantra and read Srila Prabhupada's books and claim themselves liberated and self-realized, it's just a holocaust, just a big bluff. It's not possible. Inera vidaksha vimukta manina dvaista bhava avishuddha buddhaya aruya krishnena parampadam tata padantyada yashmad angraya. Bhagavatam Brahma says very clearly that everybody who doesn't take shelter by Krishna but himself thinking he's liberated is just an illusion. His intelligence is impure. And so therefore he will fall down from his puffed up condition. He's already fallen down practically, but he will fall down even deeper when he doesn't take shelter by the Krishna consciousness movement. Therefore, this Krishna consciousness movement is the only solution in this age of Kali Yuga. It was inundated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. And therefore it will be all victory. Paramichaite sik Krishna Sankirtan, this movement will be all victory. Only we ourselves, we have to be fully convinced of this, surrender to this instruction and to these teachings of Prabhupada. And then wonderful results will come up, that the people actually become more and more inclined to the received of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. They like it. Actually, these recipes of the Srimad Bhagavatam is the real receipt of the Kali Yuga. There's no better receipt than the Srimad Bhagavatam. So when we are actually distributing Srimad Bhagavatam, we should always think of passing out the receipts and the medicine. At the same time, how they have to take the treatment, how many days, how many times in the day they have to chant Hare Krishna, how much they have to read, how they have to act, how they should not act, like a doctor. Everything is given here by this Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, everything is given by this preaching mission. And we just have faith in these books, that these books will help the conditioned soul become free from material disease. And we don't need material things for it. We don't need material medicine for it, so-called medicine. We don't need a crop to distribute these books. These books distribute themselves. We don't need some, I would say, crutches. Don't need the crutches for it. We just have to be faithful in Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and in these books. And these books will distribute themselves by our desire, by our determination, and surrendering to Krishna. It will happen. So we don't need stickers, this and that, material things. You have to throw it away, burn it. It's useless. It doesn't help us to make progress in Krishna consciousness and helping others. Like there's a story Prabhupada gave with the Sankirtan party on the other side of the river and the stone workers wearing heavy stones on the other side, working very hard, and then the devotees, they called them, come over, why you don't join us? Chant also Hare Krishna, throw away your stones. So one of it, he tried with the stone, and he was sinking down, and he was on the cross over the river. He was sinking down with a stone, because it was a heavy stone. The other one, he threw the stones away, put them away, and he was swimming over, and he became very ecstatic also in the Sankirtan movement. And another one, he thought, I'm very clever, so I take a small stone. Then I swim over and take part in the kirtan. But somehow he never became ecstatic in the dancing. Then he always was meditating about the stone. And so in the same way, we have to give up all our attachment, even the attachment to the stickers. This ocean of mercy, we don't need material things to spread the holy name of Krishna. It's just the surrendering of the devotee to this process that it will help. And that's the Supreme Atonement. And when we perform this Supreme Atonement, just surrender to Krishna in a pure way, without material help, then Krishna becomes so much pleased by this surrendering that he gives himself to you. He empowers you. Krishna Shakti Vinayatara Pravatana, that the devotee can do wonderful activity for the satisfaction of Krishna. Right, Hare Krishna, where is the Prabhupada? Any question? your offenses, your Vaishnava apparat. When you become a Vaishnava aparadi, when you make an offense against Vaishnava and you go out on Sankirtan, that it becomes atoned. All right? Huh? That's the question? What's the question? Yeah. Are you more merciful to the karmas than the devotees? Then your devotional service is very limited, very prakrita, bhakta platform, and therefore you never will go in a long term on sankirtan. Someone has to give up this quarreling with devotees. There's three kinds of relationship to devotees: accepting higher authority, surrendering to them, make friendship with your god brothers, and preach to the innocent. Not just preach to the innocent and try to uplift them, and then everything else, you know, it's not important. The other two things are not important. Then you actually can only save or preach to the innocent by the mercy of the other two. And without the other two, without the mercy of the higher authorities and Vaishnavas, higher Vaishnavas, and by the mercy of even your god brothers, by loving relationship to them, you cannot go on. And that's the thing what spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Lord Chaitanya. So chant the holy name of Krishna, and at the same time also spread the holy name of Krishna, but not alone. You should do it with your god brothers or with some other devotees, Vaishnavas, who are also have a similar taste in the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. And when you just do it alone and you don't have a relationship to others, then how long you can do it? Then actually our relationship to the Vaishnava is our relationship to Krishna. Who can go directly to Krishna? When you actually don't have a relationship to the Vaishnavas, then you with the time, or it's practically guaranteed that you think deities are just stone, metal, wood. Kapila Dev said, we should not be separatists. Somebody just worships deity, but that doesn't have association with devotees and see all the living entities as part and parcel of Krishna, then he is like offering ghee in ashes. In third canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, like offering ghee to ashes. What's used? We have to offer ghee to fire sacrifice, not to ashes. So this devotional service will never be recognized Krishna, and you become separatist, egoist, egoistic, false ego platform, just false ego platform. You're thinking you are God, you are Guru, everything else has to serve me, everybody else has to serve me, I'm the great book distributor, I'm the mercy personified. Therefore everybody has to respect me, I don't have to respect them. That's Kripana. Miser. You'll not stay a long time. Narad Muni said that all problems in devotional life come by disturbance of these three kinds of association. And one of these three kinds of association, Vaishnava, is not in the right way, there's problem. Huh? Isn't it? That's very, very, very important, but we should not become hang up in it and forget to preach. Actually, when you are surrendering to the mission, yeah, we have to have both. Again, the both, you know, we are always want to go to the extremes. Like friendship with Vaishnava is very nice. But what is actually this friendship? How it love? This love to the Vaishnava. That we love us the whole day in the temple? No. It means to serve. To serve the mission of the Spiritual Master and spread Krishna consciousness together. That's called Sankirtan. Sama Kirtan. That's it. But that otherwise we become sentimentalists. No? Sahajya, sentimentalists. Take everything very cheap, you know, but don't surrender to the mission. Therefore we cannot stay a long time Vaishnava, you know, just becoming sentimental. The real treatment for this age of Kali Yuga is spreading the holy name. Sankirtan Yajna. And that's the real teamwork, that's the loving relationship. By speaking about Sankirtan, inspire each other for Sankirtan, for this devotional service. It has to be based on devotional service, on the Sankirtan movement, this loving relationship between devotees, the Vaishnava behavior. Soon they forgot the preaching and just become hang up in all these things. Vaishnava behavior. How long we can stay? This guy, when you perform devotional service to Krishna, all the good characteristics or qualities of Krishna and the demigods become revealed in you. Naturally, it comes not automatically, but you have to do something. You have to read this book, chant clearly, without offenses. You have to associate properly, devotees, avoid asa, sangha. Association with non-devotees or devotees, people who are, even devotees who are envious, so-called devotees who are envious, Kali Yuga disciples, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Kali Chala, we have to avoid Kali Chala, means Kali Yuga disciples who coming in disguise of Vaishnava, looking like Vaishnavas, but just come to the temple and to the Krishna conscious movement to destroy it. Rakshasas, you know. No, the Rakshasas in Kali Yuga, they don't have this teeth, you know, like Dracula, like the Rakshasas, you know. They don't have fiery eyes. And look very horrible. They come in all kinds, they can come in even as Vaishnava, so-called Vaishnava disguise, just to destroy the devotees, and the movement of the devotees. That we see practically happen. All these Kali Chalas come, appear. They appear to Krishna's Kaviraj time, he was speak about them, you know, these envious people, you know, he compared them even with hawks. Huh? Yeah, envious hawks and pigs. Can you imagine, no? The Bhakti Siddhanta, oh, so his time, a lot. The Prabhupada's time, many of his god brothers. All the so-called Vaishnavas became so much envious in Prabhupada's movement. He did. But all these great acharyas, they just rejected. They didn't care for them. They just went on. The dogs are barking, but the caravan is passing by. That when only you can do when you take real shelter to the preaching mission. Otherwise, there's no power. There's no caravan. Caravan means the Sankhita movement. Have to work together. So as soon as ISKCON doesn't work together, become separate and quarrel with each other, then that's exactly what the demons want. Then we don't have any more strength, and then as individuals, we are lost. We are lost. Therefore, what is our strength? It's by following Prabhupada's thing, stay together, and spread Krishna consciousness together. Never leave ISKCON, never separate, never become a separatist. Don't become a Kali Yuga disciple. But we are victorious.
Yeah.
By every day, so many books going out. That you are here in this movement. I personally think, you know, just that I'm here, you know, that's already the victorious of the movement, you know. Everybody should think like that. But we are here, actually, God. Who are we before, you know, we came to this movement? Prabhupada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu picked us up in this ocean of ignorance. Who we are? Where are we staying now? So, that's victorious. And every day, devotees join somewhere in the world. They get so many books all over the world. These books become so much spread like fire. Although maybe not so much now in America, although it comes East Coast, fire catch on. I've heard 100 books last Saturday, one devotee, Chaitanya Nitai, distributed them. Over 100 books. So that means it's also possible here. One can distribute 100 books. But when one can distribute 100 books, you can also distribute 200 books. I'm convinced. Why not? In Poland, you know, it's so much going on. Printed 150,000 books in Poland. 50,000 Gita, 100,000 Krishna books. Already there, they're distributing them. Already in the first week, they distributed, about 2.5 weeks, they distributed 14,000 books. In Russia, 200,000 books. They printed in West Berlin now, recently. And another 150,000, they also go out to Russia. Yeah. But I have heard now they stopped them, but I don't know how. Maybe now they are in, but before I came,
2 weeks ago.
Everywhere this book is going on.
Along the North European BBT, he offers every year about between 20 and 30 new books printed in all kinds of languages.
Prabhupada in Mayapur.
Every year between 20 and 30. So many people chant, get prasadam, hear the holy name, Sankirtan is going on, Harinam Sankirtan on the street. So those people have eyes, they will see. They're blind, they will not see. More and more people become vegetarian, believe in reincarnation, bring Krishna about positive, about Krishna consciousness in the television. Even Germany, you know, in Germany 15 years ago, even 10 years ago, was a great anti-movement attacking Germany. Germany devoted Krishna consciousness movement there. Now they even speak about Krishna consciousness positive in the television. In West Berlin they have a private television station, private, alternative, where the devotees can send every week 1 to 2 hours, every evening, thousands of people watching. Don't have to pay anything for it, only to build materials, the work. So there's so much going on. Even other groups, you know, religious, so-called religious groups, and even groups who are just humanitarian or just preach about vegetarian, reincarnation, this and that. Similar things that we have the Prabhupada, our books. Similar thing. Even they sometimes quote Prabhupada, but they don't use his name naturally. You can see many groups, they use exactly Prabhupada's terms. Prabhupada's verses, what he said. But they never use Prabhupada's verse, at least from ISKCON. Because then they have to make propaganda for it. But they actually make, and they don't need a name. And that's the first thing, you know, what the people have to become now, vegetarians. That's already the first step. And they become, when more and more people become vegetarians, then it's not a long time, not a big step anymore that they will accept Krishna consciousness. That's already something. There's so much going on. Krishna works. Krishna and his books, they work. It's clear. They're like seeds, you know, these books, they're like seeds. And they are like the, how to say, farmer, sowman, sowing man, or how is it? Huh? Sowing the seed. So now they looks maybe sometimes, you know, when we see the seed in the beginning, it looks very innocent, but out of the seed is very much power, and it's only a question of time that this seed will sprout and will have a very big plant, you know, or tree, like a banyan tree. Out of one small seed, you know, banyan tree comes. Same way, these books, they are seeds. And they just read one line, Prabhupada, their life can become perfect. One word, even the touch the book. Because they come in contact with Krishna. Then from this seed, you know, it will grow the beginning.
they grow up more and more. They'll take over into anatta and disappear.